Roy O'Donovan from the Mariners joins us now. G'day, Roy, and great win.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much.
2-0 away from home, and that's 3 in a row for you guys.
Yeah, we're on a good run at the moment. Things are starting to click into place a little bit now, but you know, things don't get much easier now because we've got a Melbourne victory next week, and Berisha and Co come to town, so as again, another challenge for us, but we're full of confidence, and we'll give it our best shot.
Well, Roy, you must be delighted with the way it's going for you as well, finding the back of the net twice, once from the penalty spot, then a beautiful little chip over the top.
Yeah. I'm quite happy with how things are going at the moment. I think I should be a couple of more goals better off, to be fair. But, you know, I think my form is indicative of the team this year, that, you know, it's all starting to kind of come together, and I'm getting chances, the team is keeping clean sheets, and we're getting results. And, you know, I think Paolo has a lot to do with that. I think he won't take any credit, knowing what he's like, but, you know, his coaching style and his playing style is really paying dividends for the football club. And it's made a big difference to our squad and our club.
2 points out of the top six, Roy. What's been the big turnaround, do you think?
Yeah, I think that has been, as I just mentioned there, I think for Paolo, I think... you know, obviously we're a very young squad, and we have been for a number of years. You know, Mariners were always known for being one of the most successful A League clubs for the first 7 or 8 years, and the last 3 or 4 years has been pretty horrendous, to be fair. But you know, look, Paul's come in. He's got a group of lads that, you know, he didn't know from Adam. He didn't really get to sign his own players, but defensively, he's really turned us around. He's made us a more compact unit, and he's brought the young lads, the goalkeepers, the defenders on leaps and bounds, and that helps all the attackers to go and play their game, because you know you're more secure behind when you do go on an attack.
Well, belief's a wonderful thing, and 3 wins in a row, including that away win, that certainly brings terrific belief, Roy, and you know, plenty with, I think it's 9 games to go, isn't it, before the end of the season. Terrific inspiration to make the finals.
Yeah, look, we've given ourselves a chance now. Yeah. We're in the hunt, but you know, not as I said to you, nothing's easy. We still are the kind of small club in the league, you know. Mm. And I think that we can use that to our advantage as well. It makes us maybe fight that a little bit harder for the jersey and for those points. But as I said, it doesn't get any easier. Look, we've got Melbourne Victory, who are one of the top sides, and rightly so, are playing really good stuff. That's going to be a difficult game, but if we keep producing the kind of performances that we've done over the last number of weeks, we won't be far away from breaking that top six. And as I said, it's exciting times to be a Mariner right now.
That's the Irish way, isn't it, Roy? Fighting above your weight?
Yeah, pretty much, Fight till the end, be relentless, and, you know, give it all you've got. And in fairness to the lads, it's been absolutely terrific. And our supporters have been absolutely brilliant this year for us. You know, they still come out in their numbers, even though they haven't had much to cheer about in the last few years. But they're there wearing their yellow hats, their scarves, their jerseys, and they're getting the just rewards at the moment. And long may that continue.
Yeah, well, they like winning as well, Roy.
Yeah, so don't
they're
we
gonna,
all. Don't
they're,
we all, yeah.
They're
going to
keep turning up if you keep winning. Are you back next year, mate? What's your deal?
I don't know. Look, I've had a conversation with Paolo and Sean briefly. Look, they want to keep me here, and we haven't gone any further than that. But, you know, as I said, I'm happy in Australia. It's a great place to play football. I'm really happy pulling on the yellow shirt at the moment, and we're winning games. So, as I said, everything else is in God's plan. But at this moment in time, as you said, we've got 8 or 9 games to go, and I want to make sure we've got more than that, and we're there come grand finals time. And it'd be great for the Mariners. It'd be a great turnaround if we could be there.
Roy, terrific to chat, mate. We do thank you for your time. Congratulations on your 2 goals yesterday, and may there be many more, including against the Melbourne Victory, when you play them on Sunday at Central Coast Stadium at 5 o'clock.
Thanks very much, guys. Great speaking.
There he goes, Roy O'Donovan. Hell of a player, really striking form for the Central Coast, and 3 wins in a row is terrific. Don't forget, Central Coast Stadium, 5 p.m. on Sunday.